But let's ask Mike Kliss here, yeah, who's on the Johnson Auto Plaza hotline with us. Mike, thanks for your time on a Friday here. Is Jarrett Stidham the most likely option to be starting for the Denver Broncos week one next year, no matter what they do next month in the draft?
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, he's still there with, I think he's making $6 million this year. And, the number 12 pick kind of is in no man's land as far as landing the quarterback that you want to land a day one starter. Maybe Bo Nix would be ready to go day one. That's definitely possible. Michael Penix, I doubt the Broncos take him at number 12, but there's a chance with a good training camp and Sean Payton coaching him up that they would start. But the most likely scenario with all these guys, except for, the very top, Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, except for those three, you would think that the next set of quarterbacks where the Broncos are going to be, that they would that number one pick would sit for three or four games anyway, if not longer, and Jarrett Stidham would start. That's the way it looks right now.
Well, Mike, if Jarrett Stidham is going to be the starter of week one as a quarterback position, I've been hearing that we're still going out there and we possibly are going to pick up a veteran quarterback. Like, we keep hearing that. Is there still a possibility of that happening? And if so, what are the options at this point?
Yeah, well, the options, it seems like the best options are for trade. And maybe that's why it's taken a minute, which, trades tend to happen, first of all, when free agency opens. And then they happen again leading up to and during the draft. And so, Zach Wilson, for instance, everyone thinks he's available going into his fourth year. One thing I wonder about Zach Wilson, do the Jets have to decline his option first, which I'm sure they would? Would they decline his fifth-year option before they trade him? Will that have to be settled before Zach Wilson is put on the trade market? If his fifth-year option is declined, he would be more he would have more trade value in that he's not as much money. Keenan Allen only got a fourth-round draft pick, largely because he was making $23 million. So he's making $23 million this year. I mean, that has a lot to do with the guy's trade value. So, maybe someone like him, New England, see what they do in the draft. Maybe Bailey Zappe, I'm just spitballing here, becomes available. I think maybe after the draft, the way it seems to be falling now is it seems to me like the Broncos might be waiting to see how the draft falls before they jump in and get a veteran, as well as their own first round pick, but maybe a veteran right on top of that during the draft.
Mike and Mike Kliss is joining us. He's on the Johnson Auto Plaza hotline. I was having the conversation with Phil, and we haven't really had it expansively yet. But I said, hey, if the Denver Broncos are going to be good next year, all right, and say they go 9-8, they're going to have to have. Okay. They're going to have internal guys step up and play a lot better. It's not going to be all like new additions, making that happen. Can you think of an internal Denver Bronco who is coming back in 2024 who just simply needs to be better and can be the best version of himself to help this football team?
I'll give you a couple. Elijah Garcia, remember him from preseason? I think that's a guy along the defensive line that they're going to count on to get better. I'm not sure where they're at with any, coming back from the gambling suspension. Boy, how about Otani, by the way? What a story that is.
Do you think he was in on that, Mike? Because I got to tie half my brain behind my back to think that Shohei Otani was not involved with that some way or somehow.
Yeah, I'm going to say Otani didn't gamble, but he may have done some, he might have moved some money around to protect his buddy and might have done some things that were untoward. That's where I would be right now in this investigation, just kind of going. But I boy, it's hard for me to believe that he gambled.
Why is that so hard for you to believe?
Because he's such a great guy. I don't know. I mean, that's...
Mike, I gamble. I gamble.
He wouldn't need the action. Baseball's playing baseball at that level. He pitches and hits. Isn't that enough action?
No, Mike, but he's not gambling on baseball. They were gambling on other sports.
Yeah. Well, he's got. I guess when you're making $70 million a year, I don't know. But Mike,
why does Michael Jordan gamble?
You can only go down from there, right?
Why does Michael Jordan gamble? Why does Charles Barkley gamble? Why does Tiger Woods gamble? Why did Phil Mickelson get down $100 million in debt?
Yeah, they're so competitive that they got to have action. Yeah. Okay. All right. All
Maybe
right.
Just
I'll
being
keep my
bored.
Mind open here. It's, I'll keep it, my mind open, Zach. I'm glad you. I guess part of me just doesn't want to believe it.
Yeah.
You know, I like the guy. He's a hero. I also don't want to accuse him in any way if he didn't do it. But obviously, he's tied to someone who did it. And that is just a horrible look for baseball and its biggest star, and globally too. But anyway,
where were we? Mike, it's actually just the perfect place to leave it.
Riley Moss at corner, you got to count on him. At center, you got Andy, the seventh round pick last year,
Alex Forsyth?
Yeah, Forsyth out of Oregon. You gotta count on him.
Hey Mike, real quick. Do you know who Alex Forsyth's quarterback?
Alex Forsyth's quarterback was
his last year in college?
Oh, would have been Bo Nix.
Uh-oh.
How about that?
Would have been Bo Nix.
All right. Well, he knows how to hike and move.
yes, he does.
And Luke Wattenberg will compete with him right there. But yeah, you're right. The way the Broncos, Drew Sanders he has to be a starter. These third round picks that they had, the two third round picks they had last year, the third round picks become starters in year two. So you're counting on Riley Moss and Drew Sanders to step up for sure here in 2024. And some of that is making room for these guys. PJ Locke has to be better. That's where they're at. You know, when you got to eat $52 million in dead cap, which is 21% of your payroll, you're definitely going to need some young guys to step up.
No question about it. We appreciate you stepping up for us on a Friday. A fun conversation. Have a great weekend, and we'll do this again next week.
All right, go get them, guys.
All right, there he goes, the one and the only, Mike Kliss.